on February 21st of 05, we went to have the sonogram done to find out if we were going to have a boy or a girl. And we found out we were going to have a little boy. And it was at that appointment that the radiologist told us that it looked like he had something called Dandy Walker syndrome. He explained it was where a part of the back of his brain was missing and that we needed to go see a special obstetrician.
Let it go. Let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over.
After a sleepless night, we went for more tests the following day, and then they referred us to Children's Hospital. We met with the neurosurgeons, and so we were all prepared for needing to make whatever decisions we needed to make.
These little wonders, these twists and turns of fate.
Dr. John Maceros told us, I'm going to tell you something not from a doctor to patient, I'm going to tell you something parent to parent. At some point, you will look down at your son, and you will not see Dandy Walker. You will not see hydrocephalus. You will not see some of these associated issues that you've been learning about that you've never heard of before. You're just gonna look down and see your son.
Let it slide. Let your troubles fall behind you. Let it shine till you feel it all around you.
The next Tuesday night, May 5th, my wife's amniotic sac ruptured, and they took Ryan via emergency C-section.
It's the heart that really matters in the end.
I remember Ryan being lifted out from Andrea and not making a sound, and being automatically handed off to a bunch of nurses and doctors. And you see just this little person that's not quite a foot long. And he's 1 pound, 15 ounces, and he's got IVs in every limb, and they're trying with all their might to help him out, and they did a hell of a job. Like, the doctors would pull up a chair with you in the middle of the night when it's dark and nobody else is around, and you're watching your child on a ventilator, and just with every breath hoping he'll be okay.
In these small hours, these little wonders, these twists and turns of fate.
There's a gentleman in NICU, his name is Phil. We called him Mr. Phil. He would come in every day and help tidy the place up. One of the kindest, gentlest men I think I've ever met. And he would come in and sit down and he would talk Redskins with you. And this is when the Redskins weren't doing particularly well. And that, or when somebody would bring a magazine just for you to read so that if for 30 seconds you could get your mind off the situation at hand, those were experiences that you would live for. We're lucky to live in a region with the proximity that we have to the Children's National Medical Center that can treat our sick kids, that can give back hope to families. They're never willing to quit fighting for Ryan. And for that, my family will ever be grateful to them.